The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. If it's the first time you've come across our show, whether it's on the traditional radio dial, SiriusXM, or any of our podcast platforms, welcome to the program. For well over two decades, it's been our main goal to always inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And to learn more about our show, to get information on the health topics we've been talking about, go to our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. We have our articles there, our videos, our radio shows, podcasts, a lot of information, Kelly.
Yeah, and you can sign up for our free newsletter there. I'll tell you, Dr. Mark, we get emails every single week about people thanking you for the content that you're putting out into that newsletter. You share so many different articles, Dr. Mark. I really am grateful that you deliver so much content that can help so many different people out there, Dr. Mark.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's fun writing that newsletter. There's always so much new information coming out in the research. It's exciting to tell people about it.
Yeah, it's always fun to share. And again, we're going to do that on the show today. My name is Kelly Capasola, and I'm being joined by America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. Dr. Mark, we have a big show planned today. We're going to spend some time and be joined by a special guest in the next segment and talk about the importance of nasal hydration. Our special guest is going to share on some xylitol studies and a really good Dominican Republic pulmonology conference that he attended. So stick with us because we'll cover that in the rest of the program. Before we get to that, Dr. Mark, we always like to share in the first segment a new piece of research or a new article that you have put under the health breakthroughs at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Let's share the one on, does salt palmetto really help the prostate?
Well, it's not uncommon. I come across some conventional websites that claim that salt palmetto has no benefit for prostate health. Men are wasting their money on it. And I thought, wow, that's quite incredible if one looks at the actual studies on it. And, you know, salt palmetto is widely used by urologists in Germany, American holistic doctors, herbalists, nutritionists, holistic medical doctors. And with prostate enlargement, also known as BPH, being so common, we know that about one-third of men over the age of 50 and about 90% of men who reach age 85, you know, they have problems with prostate enlargement. So they get the urination issues, have to get up at night, problems with their stream during the day, all these kind of troublesome symptoms. And so with these men, we want to focus on their diet and their exercise and their weight and all that. But salt palmetto definitely is one of the proven natural treatments for prostate enlargement. Matter of fact, in 2018, a paper conducted a review of the studies on salt palmetto. This is what we call a meta-analysis. You look at all the different randomized controlled trials, observational studies, men with BPH. So there's 27 studies, and they found that salt palmetto extract reduced nighttime urination and improved urinary flow compared to placebo. They also saw similar benefits to drugs, common drugs used, like tamsulosin, for example, in reducing lower urinary tract symptoms. There was no negative effects on it. They also found a slight decrease in the volume or size of the prostate. And so when you look at the studies as a whole, especially the high-quality studies, no, salt palmetto comes out to be very effective. So it's amazing that you still come across some websites that say salt palmetto is not effective for prostate enlargement in men.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And again, I'm glad you wrote this to kind of debunk that and share all the great information out there. And I know you spent a lot of time researching this. You had your book come out last year, Healing the Prostate, which is a fantastic book. It just goes into all types of men's health and male-related conditions. And again, if somebody wants to get a copy, you can pick that up on Amazon. Again, that is Healing the Prostate by Dr. Mark Stangler. But Dr. Mark, for you, when you do formulations and you're creating products or a new product to use in your clinic, the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, you like to piggyback things. So maybe you'll use salt palmetto, but maybe you'll partner it with something else that can be very supportive.
Well, what I do talk about in my book, there are different types of salt palmetto out there. They really vary in terms of potency, the type of extract, the strength. So you have to use strengths and potencies, which the studies used. You have to have good quality products. So yeah, salt palmetto, a good salt palmetto, can definitely have benefits. I find combining with other herbs, like in our prostate wellness formula, Pygium africanum, nettle's root, things like this, it does work even better and resolves more symptoms. But one of the hypotheses of my book was that when you combine a combination of good herbs for the prostate, prostate-specific herbs like salt palmetto, and then use it with herbs studied for bladder function, and in terms of our bladder wellness product, when I have men use our prostate wellness with the bladder wellness, the combination of the two, much more effective than using one by itself. So you're addressing the prostate, you're addressing the bladder muscle. And so this 1-2 combination really works the best.
Especially because in your book, you talk about the higher incident of this starting younger. It used to be looked at when somebody had a prostate issue as a 70-year-old man's issue. That's not like that anymore, Dr. Mark. You're seeing patients younger and younger dealing with these issues. So we'll talk more about it. But again, if you want to learn more about the book, you can go to Amazon and get yourself a copy of Healing the Prostate, or go and read this article. It's under the Health Breakthroughs right there at americasnaturaldoctor.com. We'll be right back after the break, so stick with us.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Welcome back, listeners. So happy that you join us each and every week right here on Forever Young. As we mentioned in the last segment, we have a very important show today. We are going to cover just that, the importance of nasal hydration. To do that, we have invited back a return guest who's been joining us on the show for well over a decade. And who is that, Dr. Mark? You always do our introduction. Who do we have the pleasure of talking to?
Today we have Nathan Jones, and he founded Clear over 2 decades ago. And this xylitol product-based company has a revolutionary all-natural approach to upper respiratory and oral health. And this really has helped improve the quality of life for people around the world, actually. So Nathan, thank you for coming back on the show.
Well, thanks for having me. Anytime.
Well, we really enjoy when you join us. I mean, we talked to you, a couple months ago? You and I did a really great show. For listeners who maybe are tuning in for the first time, highly encourage you to go check out some of our podcasts right there on America's Natural Doctor, talking on the topic of xylitol. Nate, every time you come on, again, we like to refresh when we're dealing with our audience. We're reaching people on traditional radio, SiriusXM and on our podcast platforms. And I think they really need to understand the importance of nasal hydration, especially at this time of year. What are we up against as we kind of change seasons? And what should people be aware of, Nate?
What they should be aware of is that we all understand the importance of hygiene, you know, brushing our teeth, using oral rinses, taking a shower, hopefully every now and then, you know, and just generally having a, let's say, clean and healthy environment. You know, hygiene isn't just a sterile environment. It's a healthy environment. And what that means is, you know, you've got to make sure that your nose is hydrated, that it's moist. You have to make sure that you have commensal bacteria, you know, where it's supposed to be, because the microbiome, a healthy microbiome, is part of having a healthy hygiene habits. And that's really what we're about, is talking about hygiene, having a healthy nose. A lot of stuff happens in your nose when it's not healthy.
Yeah, no doubt. And of course, you know, people have their heaters on now this time of year, getting into the winter. So what happens then with the hydration of the nasal passageway, the upper respiratory tract system, and why does that matter in terms of health?
Well, I mean, so in the fall, people do like what you just said. They turn their heaters on and it dries out the air. And if you dry out that nasal mucosa, it's not working. And because you want your, you know, I don't want to be too gross, but your mucus, your snot, you want it to be hydrated. You want it to be moist and flowing, so that it can trap bacteria, it can trap pollen, it can trap dust, it can trap viruses, it can trap all of these things and get the air clean before the air actually gets into your lungs. And if your mucosal layer is not hydrated, if it's not moist, it doesn't trap any of these, and all of that stuff just goes down into your lungs. And that's when people get sick a lot.
Right. So you're also, like you said, you're providing a better breeding environment for the microbes, the viruses, the bacteria, the fungi. Is that right?
If it's dry, what you're doing is you're actually allowing those bacteria and viruses to get through the mucosal layer and attach to the tissue underneath. Because, I mean, think of it as, you know, you see all these pictures of the water, I don't know what they call them, dried up lakes. And if the ground there in this mud is moist, it actually is solid. But when it dries up, it cracks, and there's cracks through the mucosal layer down to the underlying tissue.
Right, right. So if we look at the nasal passageway, of course, we have the hair in there, which traps dust and, you know, microbes to some degree. But like you said, when you have a moisture problem, it's too dry, you're basically knocking out one of your first lines of defense against these upper respiratory tract infections, colds, flus, et cetera.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's a part of our defense, of our immune system, that is completely overlooked and discredited. And I think that people should think more about and, you know, recognize that they should make sure that their nose and their upper airway is clean and functioning properly.
Right, right. So along those lines, the clear nasal spray, and I want you to elaborate on this topic. People have to think back to chemistry class, biology as well, but clear has a hypertonic solution. And then that's what works to help the dryness, helps with the moisturizing. Obviously, you have other ingredients in there too, but tell us about that biological effect.
Well, so the biological effect of that is, well, there's multiple layers of it, because a lot of people are familiar with using saline, and you have isotonic, which is 0.85 percent salt, and that just means it's the same osmolarity as your body fluids. And then you have a hypertonic solution, which is where you have more salt. And rather than making a hypertonic solution by adding more salt to it, we added xylitol to it. And there's a number of reasons why that is a huge improvement over using salt. The first one is that when you spray salt water up your nose, it does get your nose moist and clean for maybe half an hour, 45 minutes, but then it actually dries it out. And so you're going to have to use it over and over again. And the reason why it dries it out is because in your nose, you have an active salt transport that is going to transport the salt from that you spray up there from the mucosal layer into the tissue. And when the salt moves into the tissue, the water is going to follow it. And so that's how it dries out your nose, is because it pulls moisture into the tissue, which is not what you want. What you want is you want to pull moisture out of the tissue so that it keeps your mucosal layer hydrated. And that's the beauty of xylitol. Xylitol is not absorbed in the nose. So it's going to sit there in that nasal mucosa in your snot and slowly pull moisture out. And what that means is for the 3 or 4 hours that your mucosal cycle is, you're going to have xylitol pulling that moisture out and keeping that mucosal layer hydrated, fluid, so it's going to trap more bacteria, viruses, dander, pollen, all of these, you know, other things, and wash them away much more effectively than what a saline would. And the second part of it that is great is that xylitol has actually been shown to block bacterial adhesion and viral adhesion, strep pneumo, AIDS, flu, MCAP, influenza, and SARS-CoV-2. So you get that bonus to it.
Yeah, I would say that's a pretty major bonus there. That, you know, that's one of the reasons I've and my family have definitely continued to use xylitol products, especially the Clear brand, for well over 10 years. But for new listeners, because we're always picking up new ones, can you just give us just a little bit of information on xylitol, Nate? Because sometimes people are hearing it for the first time, and it's very important that they know exactly, like, what is xylitol? Is it brand new in the last year? Has it been studied for 20, 30 years? Can you give us just a little bit of a background before we go to break?
I don't know. That's a long... No one can. Of course. So xylitol is a sugar. It's been around forever. Pre-industrial revolution, it was probably the most... It was probably the number one sugar that humans consumed. But what it does is it's a natural 5-carbon sugar. It's a different chemical structure than the 6-carbon sugars like sucrose, glucose, fructose, and even sorbitol, maltitol, and mannitol. Those are all 6-carbon sugars. And those are the ones that feed the bacteria that create acid. Those are the bacteria that are unhealthy. Xylitol doesn't feed any of these bacteria, and so you're not providing a food source. And the original research behind xylitol was how it prevented tooth decay, and there's thousands of studies done in that realm. And we got into it because my dad is a physician, and he read all these studies, and he started using it in a nasal spray for kids that were having recurrent ear infections.
Right. And that's massive. I remember back then when, you know, your dad told the story, and we've had the pleasure of talking to him in the past. But it's very interesting because you look at these little children and they're having hearing difficulty. They're having nasal issues. And I know we'll talk about it later in the show. Typically, those little ones are, if they're, you know, parents aren't active and figuring out a way to help them out, they don't really have a lot of options. And that's where I love that the research was done and everything was looked for. As a child who was chronically sick with adenoid issues, you know, having to have special plugs put in my ear for every time I would swim, there wasn't much that my parents could do but to take me to, you know, my ENT, Dr. Benz. It's pretty bad all these years later when you remember the guy's name. So I really wish back then we would have had more use of using something natural like xylitol and a very good product. Because not only does it affect the child and potentially cause hearing issues, but let's be honest, parents are having to miss time off of work. They're worried about their children. So today we're going to talk about a whole new approach when it comes to the entire family. When we're talking about not only the nasal passageway, but oral hygiene, I want you to go over to this website. This website's fantastic. You can learn a lot more on and even read some research studies. It is clear.com. That is XLEAR.com. Again, that is clear, XLEAR.com. Spend a little bit of time there and read some of the research and figure out why, as a company, Clear has put so much time and effort into one, not only creating great products, but wanting to educate you and your family and reminding yourself this product was created out of need for their own family. So again, you can learn more at clear.com, or you can go and check our website out at americasnaturaldoctor.com. And save some of those podcasts that I referenced that we've done shows with all year, referencing Clear in different capacities. Stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Mom, can I have some spray?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
If you're a regular listener of the show, you hear us talk each and every week about the importance of supporting the immune response. One of our top choices in helping us to do that is by incorporating wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm. Wild oil of oregano gets its many benefits from carvacrol, an active ingredient found in oregano. Carvacrol and other naturally occurring oregano compounds can provide antioxidant support, immune support, and may be effective against bacterial and fungal infections. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm is a Mediterranean-sourced, organically grown liquid supplement. Rosemary is a rich source of antioxidants, circulation support, and has anti-inflammatory compounds. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm contains a natural honey flavor, so it tastes delicious. Learn more at MyFutureFarm.com or call 888-841-7216. That's MyFuturePharm.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a great conversation, learning all about xylitol and how you could potentially use it and incorporate it in your life to, one, have more nasal hygiene and the importance of nasal hydration. Our good friend of the show is joining us, Nathan Jones from Clear Inc., and he's sharing with us more about it. Dr. Mark, I know you had a follow-up question, so I'm going to pass it over to you.
Absolutely. Well, Nathan, of course, you walk into a drugstore, you know, in kind of shopping center, there's a multitude of nasal sprays. Now, when you look at most of these nasal sprays, they're pharmaceutical, they have antihistamine effects, they could have steroids in them. Let's differentiate why Clear is, you know, not even in that category, yet still has great therapeutic effects for people.
Well, that's a big question, because you mentioned a lot of different pharmaceuticals, a lot of different drugs, because there's first of all, you have salines, which we already discussed. Then you have a class called decongestants. Then you have your nasal steroids, and you have your antihistamines. Most of your antihistamines are you take in a pill form. You do have some that are used in the nasal spray. But what those are all of those are designed to do one thing, and that is shut down your immune system. And there's a time and a place for people to use those, but I think that in our society, we are abusing these drugs as much as any other drug out there being abused. And what I mean by that is that anytime someone has a stuffy nose now, what do? They go to the store and they buy some, you know, a decongestant, or they go buy some fluticasone spray, or they go buy, you know, one of these sprays that is going to help them breathe better. But really what that's doing is now you're just drying up and you're stopping your body from creating snot, mucus, but your body needs that, because your body creates that mucus when you're breathing something in that your body perceives as a threat. And it doesn't want that getting into your lungs, so it creates snot. So what we should be doing is actually using something that's going to thin that out, so that our nose is going to be able to clean whatever that pollutant, that bacteria, virus, you know, whatever that is, our nose is going to effectively clean that out. And when we use those OTC drugs, it's not doing that. It's actually doing the exact opposite. It's just drying up your nose, so all of those pollutants are going to go right into your lungs.
Yeah, and I know my wife and I, we recommend the Clear to patients for those who have allergies, prevent sinusitis, you know, reduce long-term allergy symptoms. And, of course, we use it when people are having current sinus issues going on. Maybe they already have the beginning of a viral or bacterial infection. And we may do other things, too, but we also use it to help prevent sinus infection. So, really, you got the two different aspects. You've got the allergy component, and you got the infectious component. Is that how you break the two departments down with Clear?
Yeah. Yeah. No, and you know, you have, those are the things that people go and see their doctors for the most. I mean, the number one reason why people go see a primary care physician is for those two issues right there that you just mentioned.
So when we look at this and we're trying to help people along here, we have them first. We're educating them on the use of xylitol, the different things in the marketplace, because it is confusing for consumers. But I think the number one thing that a consumer is looking for is to be able to help manage the situations we're talking about without feeling lousy, maybe the next morning if they took something. So let's talk about that component of xylitol, because from my standpoint, I've never experienced anything like that with Clear. If anything, within minutes, I feel that I now have relief and I can breathe out that right nostril. But how long can people use it, really? Is this something that they should be worried that it's addictive or habit forming, or is this something we should use daily as many times as we wash our hands? What's your view on that?
Well, I think that, that is completely up to the person and how much they want to use it. What we recommend people do is when they start using it for the first couple of weeks, to use it three or four times a day. After that, once in the morning, once at night, we believe is sufficient. Because really all you're doing is you're helping maintain that healthy airway. If you're working in a hospital or if you're out somewhere or if you live in an incredibly dry environment, like, you know, I live in Utah, it's very dry here. If people live in Arizona or Southern California, maybe they use it a little more often. But really, it's just once in the morning, once at night. It's a hygiene tool. It's just like brushing your teeth. It's just like washing your hands. You know, it's if you're working in the garden, you're going to wash your hands a little bit more than if you're, you know, working at a desk, I guess. And so it really is. It's just the comfort level of the person using it, how much they want to and how much they think they need to. Again, you can't overdo it. You can't overuse it.
Right. And what's your recommendation then in terms of kids? Kids obviously frequently get colds and upper respiratory tract infections during years. Many kids have allergies. Are there any different recommendations when it comes to kids?
Speak for your own kids. My kids don't have any of that.
Well,
my kids, I'll tell you that my kids, I think I've told you this on this show before, but my 11-year-old she's had an upper respiratory infection once in her life. She was 8 months old. The only other time she's ever been sick was over Halloween. She had a sore throat for 2 days. And my 9-year-old, she doesn't even know what it's like to be sick because she's never been sick.
And you take them all over. You travel, you go skiing.
Yeah,
I put
them in a moon suit. they stay in, no. They travel all over. They go to school. They're out doing everything that kids should be doing. And, you know, I have them use xylitol. They don't eat that much sugar. I don't take the sugar away from them, but they don't have sugar in our house, but they go up trick-or-treating. They get candy. I think that using the xylitol, helping support that healthy microbiome in the mouth and in the gut and keeping their airway clean and healthy, I think plays a big part of it. But if you're talking about people that are getting sick every now and then, there was an article that was published in I want to say the name of the magazine was Compendium, and it's a nurse practitioner journal. And it was written by Dr. Ronald Hoffman, but he pointed out that almost 100% of the time, if people have chronic, not acute, but chronic upper respiratory issues, those issues are going to be because there is a bacterial biofilm buildup in the upper airways at some place. And he points out that using xylitol, there's a bunch of studies showing that xylitol is very effective at breaking these biofilms up. That's why it works so well in your mouth, is because it helps break up all these biofilms, and it does the same thing in the upper airway. And when my dad first started using this xylitol nasal spray in these kids in his practice, he started using it on kids that had chronic upper respiratory issues. And every single one of these kids, within about 2 weeks, they stopped having any more issues. And a couple of them, they called him panicking. Well, their parents called my dad panicking because they thought that these brains were coming out of their nose. But really all it was this big cleansing moment where they were cleaning out all of this bacterial biofilm that was built up in their upper airway.
Yeah. The concept of biofilms isn't really discussed much amongst doctors, although it's an accepted medical fact. And I think this probably relates to why Mayo's done about three studies where 90-95% of people with chronic sinusitis have a fungal infection, but they would have an underlying bacterial biofilm, which means this is why they're relapsing all the time.
Yeah. That is, we accept that. We know that. We agree with that. And so if you really want to get rid of the chronic issues, using antibiotics is not going to do it, because antibiotics aren't going to have an effect against a fungal infection. But if you're using, a nasal spray with xylitol and grapefruit seed extract, that does help that.
Yeah, that's very fascinating. And I think we can learn more about it. When we come back from the break, I really want to talk to you about how easy it is to travel with. You know, how easy is it to bring these products? I know when we go on an airplane, it's always so dry inside. People are traveling more. They're getting ready to go and see friends and family more. So we want to ask you that when we come back, and then kind of get your view on the medical community and which people out there are supporting Clear and the use of xylitol, and things we can share more with our audience. And then we'll dabble a little bit about a really great conference Nate attended in the Dominican Republic for the pulmonology conference. So stick with us. But in the meantime, feel free to go over to our website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Click on the radio section. You can learn more about our good friend Nathan Jones of Clear, or you can click directly and learn at more at clear.com. When you go over to clear.com, that's X-L-E-A-R.com. And if you do buy your products, buy one for each of you. Do not share these products. If one of you has a sinus infection and you use it and then you put it on the shelf and then someone else in your family uses it, that can be carried over. So please make sure that you get your own. And if you want to buy at retail, you can find Clear nasal products at Walgreens, CVS, Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid, Target, Kroger, Publix, Sprouts, and most natural product retailers nationwide. They can also be purchased online, including Amazon. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need Clear Saline Nasal Spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Your body is an amazing organic machine. It turns food into energy, heals wounds, supports your consciousness, manages hormones, and so much more. But it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. Not all plants are created equally. We've heard fruits and vegetables contain vitamins and minerals we need for a healthy life. But have you heard of adaptogens? These are herbs and mushrooms that literally help you adapt to the stress in your life. They balance hormones, promote a state of calmness, and help get you back to homeostasis. Organifi creates these delicious superfood blends that mix easily with water. They make it easy for us to get more adaptogens in our day, like ashwagandha, reishi mushroom, rhodiola, and more. If you're looking for an easy way to support your amazing body, think Organifi. Learn more at GetGreenJuice.com. That's GetGreenJuice.com. Use the code Dr. Mark to save 20% off your order at GetGreenJuice.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, learning all about xylitol today, talking about the importance of keeping that nasal passageway clean and moisturized in the form of using good quality xylitol products. Dr. Mark, I know before we went to the break, we were picking Nate's brain about a few things, but you had a lot of interest in learning more about a conference he attended.
Yeah, well, yeah, Nate, we were talking earlier before the show. Tell us more about this conference and what you learned at the Dominican Republic in terms of respiratory health and any update on research studies.
Well, so I was just down in the Dominican Republic 2 weeks ago now, and they were having their pulmonology conference there, and there were pulmonologists and ENTs from a bunch of countries around the Caribbean. Most of them obviously were from the Dominican Republic, but there were some there from Venezuela. There were some there from Honduras and from other countries in that area. And it was really interesting. I went down there because they had two of the doctors there were actually talking about our nasal spray. And so I said, you know, I figured, what the heck, I'll go to the Dominican Republic, hang out on the beach for a couple of days and go listen to these conferences. You know, they gave them in Spanish, so I understood most of it, but you know, I do speak Spanish, but when they start talking in quick and technical terms, I'm, you know, a little shaky, but I did understand it. But one of them, they're presenting a paper on using a nasal spray with xylitol, our nasal spray, and how it lowers the bacterial load in the upper airway. And the result of that is fewer ear infections in children. And the other one was looking at using our nasal spray and comparing it to saline in treating COVID. And hopefully, you know, by talking about science, I'm not going to get censored. But it was really interesting because I listened to these lectures and it was good information. But I, you know, we had a booth there and I was sitting there talking to a couple of these doctors from other countries. And it really just boggled my mind because these doctors, you know, and I don't want to say this in a bad way, but these doctors were treating people with COVID and they've been treating people with COVID since this pandemic started. And it really surprised me because they said, yeah, you guys in the U.S. are kind of messed up and getting hit really hard with this. And I said, well, what do you mean? They said, well, we don't have the problems that you're having. And so I sat down and talked with a doctor from Venezuela who's been treating these patients since it started. He's had one patient go to the hospital. One.
Wow.
Okay. I talked with one that was from Honduras, hasn't had a single patient go to the hospital. And I said, well, what are you guys doing to treat them? And they just said, well, we have them do nasal irrigation. We have them wash out their nose and we have them use anti-inflammatories like nasal steroids and antibiotics if they need them. And that's the extent of it. And I talked to the doctor that did the research project in the Dominican Republic. And even before she started using our products, from the beginning of the pandemic, that's all she did. And she only had one patient who said, no, I'm not going to spray something up my nose, who ended up going to the hospital. And, and you know, these are all doctors that are doing, I want to say, the exact opposite of what our whiz-bang medical establishment is doing, which here they tell you to go home and self-isolate until you get really sick. But these doctors are all addressing it early. And being very aggressive at cleaning that upper airway out and keep knocking down that viral load. And you know, that brings me to think of I can't remember her name, but the doctor, you know, the Houston Methodist Hospital, where they're, you know, they just fired or laid or took these admitting privileges from, what's her name, Dr. Bowden. You know, and it's interesting because if you read the news articles, the hospital's like, we know what we're doing. We treated over 25,000 patients with COVID. And, you know, her answer was priceless because her answer is, well, I've, you know, treated over 2,000 myself and none of them have had to go to the hospital. And they were getting mad at her and, you know, trying to discipline her because she's doing exactly what these doctors down in Latin America are doing, which is treat it early and treat it aggressively. I don't know what she was doing to treat it. I don't. You know, I don't know if she was using nasal sprays. I don't know what she was using. The whole thing is we should be treating them early.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about something. I know that we've talked about it. It could be used. It's non-habit forming. It's great for kids. Definitely when I travel and I get on an airplane, I always have Clear with me. I use the traditional nasal spray, but I know that you have some other stuff like Clear Rescue, which features some of the like essential oils. Can we talk a little bit about the difference in the nasal sprays that you have for someone who perhaps is going to go to your website and they're like, okay, where should I start? Can you give some recommendations for that?
Yeah, so we have five different variations, I guess. We have the rinse bottle, which is like a neti pot. You know, you fill it up and it's a high volume. And we tell people to use that sparingly. Use it after surgery or when a doctor tells you to do it.
because what using a neti pot or a high volume rinse bottle does is it cleans out the entire mucosal layer, which you don't really want to do that a lot, because it does take a couple of hours for your body to replenish that protective mucosal layer. And then the other one we have is the clear nasal spray, the original one that we started with 22 years ago. And that is just to be used every morning and every night. It doesn't put in a high volume. It just puts in a small volume. And so it doesn't wash all the mucus away. It actually just hydrates and makes it so it flows better. And then after that, we have one that because what we want to do is we want to get people to use less drugs, less antihistamines, less decongestants, less antibiotics, less steroids, less all of that. We're thinking, how can we make our nasal spray better? And the first thing we came up with was we added some capsaicin to it, because capsaicin is a natural antihistamine. And so if people know that they're going to have allergies in springtime, then they just switch over for that 2 months when they have allergies, or the time frame that they normally have them. And rather than using the regular one, they use the one with capsaicin. It doesn't burn. Everybody's like, whoa, that's going to burn. It doesn't burn. But all it's going to do is it should help you not have to use the OTC drugs as much. And so that one is more to treat seasonal allergies and stuff like that. And then you have the rescue, which I've been sick once in 21 years now. And I had a sinus infection, and I went to the doctor, and the doctor gave me some antibiotics, amoxicillin, as I'm driving home, I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, gosh, why am I taking a systemic antibiotic that will wreak havoc on my microbiome? Why am I not just using a nasal spray? Because I have a sinus infection. It's in my sinuses. It's not in my stomach. And so I called my dad, who obviously, I guess I shouldn't say obviously, but he is a physician. And I said, Dad, why are they giving me a systemic antibiotic for a localized sinus infection? And he goes, I don't know, because that's what we do. And I said, well, aren't there any antibiotics in a nasal spray? And he goes, well, I'm sure there are. Give me a minute and I'll find one for you. And he calls me back like half an hour later, and they don't make them. They're just not available. And I said, well, why aren't they available? And he goes, I don't know. It sounds like a logical idea. Well, I did something, and I'm going to tell you right now, I am not a doctor. Do not do this at home. And I was lucky that it didn't turn out badly. But I took one of the things of amoxicillin and just broke open the capsule and poured it into a bottle of clear and squirted that up my nose. And the very next morning, my sinus infection, when I woke up, it was gone. There was nothing. And I called my dad and pointed that out to him. And the reason why I'm saying don't do that is amoxicillin is not stable in water. And so if you put it in water, you have to refrigerate it. I didn't do any of that. I actually threw the bottle out, which was very lucky that I did, because, you know, bad things could have happened. And so that's why I tell people not to do that.
Right.
But what came from that is, you know, we sat there and said, okay, amoxicillin isn't stable in water. What can we do? And so what we came up with was we went and got these essential oils that are, you know, good antimicrobial, antifungal properties, and added them to the nasal spray. Tea tree, eucalyptus, oregano, palearco, a bunch of these other things. And really the goal is that if you have something happening up in your upper airway, the goal is to knock it down and wash it out as effectively as you can. And that's really what the goal of this is, of the rescue.
Okay, great. And I remember I used the rescue before it came out. You had sent me some samples on my nephew who had chronic nosebleeds. And he was able to handle that situation and minimize the amount of nosebleeds. So just a wonderful job incorporating additional ingredients that can help along the way. And if you want to buy it retail, you can find clear nasal products at Walgreens, CVS, Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid, Target, Kroger, Publix, Sprouts, and most natural product retailers nationwide. They can also be purchased online, including Amazon. Nate, thank you so much for your time today and giving us all the information that we can share with our listeners on xylitol.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Always. You're always welcome to come on the show. Listeners, that does it for today, though. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.